For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
See.
Bears jump five spots in Mike Florio's power rankings, but they're still behind the Packers. We'll ask Mike why in 60 seconds.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
Oh. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
He's getting better, better. He's getting better. He's getting
better.
He's getting better.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Morning, Mike.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Well, I am a little bit miffed this morning, and I spit out my coffee earlier. I get it that your power rankings have the Seahawks and the Titans and the Steelers, 1, 2, 3. Okay, they haven't lost. I even get the Chiefs and the Ravens because they were highly thought of to begin. But how can you have the Packers over the Bears? It wounds us deeply.
You get your chance soon enough. November 29, Sunday Night Football, NBC. You get a chance to beat the Packers head-to-head. And before then, the next three games, kind of challenging for the Bears. Rams, Saints, Titans. So, prove it. That's what I always say. When people complain that their team should be higher, prove it. Usually there's a challenge right around the corner.
You're exactly right, Mike. They have an opportunity to do that. But until that happens, though, this is played right into Matt Nagy and every football coach's hands. Nobody respects the Bears. Everybody's wondering, are they as good as their record? Everybody's kind of getting oversensitive locally. Like, oh, my gosh, you don't believe in the Bears. Meanwhile, Hallis Hall, they're loving this because that's the way you build camaraderie, and the Bears are have that sort of something going, especially on defense. The swagger's back.
Yeah, and you know, this does line up perfectly for a coach because you don't have to worry about your guys getting a big head because nobody's pumping them up. There's nothing to read. You're reading your press clippings. There are no press clippings. The press clippings are they aren't very good. So they don't get ahead of themselves, and you have ammunition to apply a chip on the shoulder. It's the perfect outcome. And here they are at 5-1, and who knows what happens the next few weeks. But when you look at their remaining schedule, if they take care of business the way they should in the games they should win, that's at least 5-5, which means 10-6, which means playoffs. Now, I'm sure they want to do much better than that. They'd like to win the division. They have a chance to do it. But they're already in great shape. That's what I always say, September, October, those wins are money in the bank. You can't take them away. And right now, you can be a 500 team the rest of the way and go 10-6. And I think any Bears fan would have taken that in August and run to the bank with it. They're not going to be happy with 5-5 the rest of the way, but they would have been thrilled in August with 10-6 if they'd known that's where it was heading.
I was surprised at how mortal the Packers appeared when they played Tampa, a team that the Bears beat recently. And they had the 10-0 lead, and then it was, you know, all the points avalanche against them. And certainly maybe you can argue that there were more weapons available to Tom Brady. But it seemed like he was throwing the ball to his tight end out of habit. I don't know. It was a very peculiar game, and we saw Aaron Rodgers kind of lose it a couple times. And Dominican Sue, we know he's going to take the gratuitous shot when he gets the opportunity, and that infuriated Rodgers.
Yeah, and look, I think what happened was Rodgers got rattled, plain and simple. And it was the pick six, which was so uncharacteristic for Rodgers. And then the second interception came on what I think was an uncalled instance of pass interference on Carlton Davis, who was wrapped around Devontae Adams and making contact on the front end when the ball popped up into the air and was picked off. And then the floodgates just opened. It really is amazing how quickly a couple of plays can change the complexion of a game. And it really is, when you look back at it, a couple of plays here and there, and then the hounds were unleashed on Aaron Rodgers, and to see him get knocked around the way he did, that just doesn't happen. And it was Sue in his face, and it was just something that we're not used to seeing with the Packers, but at the same time, there's a defect in this organization under Matt LaFleur where when they pack it up and go on the road for a big game, last year at the Chargers, it's like they didn't even get off the plane. They went to San Francisco twice last year, got embarrassed both times. Za'Darius Smith was with us at the Super Bowl and said that guys just weren't ready to play in that NFC Championship game. I mean, there is something missing when they take the operation on the road for a big game like this, and they better figure out what it is, because at some point they're going to have to go on the road for a big game, and they're going to have to win it if they want to try to get home games in the playoffs. And it really was stunning. When they lose big. And this one got out of hand, and I'm sure Bears fans love to see it. But, you know, the Packers are a team that plays well from ahead, but once they get behind, they just can't will their way back into it.
Mike, I totally understand why Le'Veon Bell would pick the Chiefs. I mean, to go from the Jets to the Chiefs, he won the football lottery. What I have a harder time envisioning is, okay, even though the Chiefs ran 46 times last night, where are the carries going to go to Le'Veon Bell? I mean, who's going to get the ball less, and does that make much sense for an offense that can do pretty much whatever it wants now?
Well, I think it was funny, to say the least, that Clyde Edwards-Helaire rediscovered the form that we saw in week one now that Le'Veon Bell has shown up. And part of it, hey, if you can apply the proverbial red-hot poker to the rear end of Clyde Edwards-Helaire to get him running harder because he knows he's going to have competition for touches, good. But I think that's what it comes down to. More guys in the rotation. I think Darrell Williams is a guy who ends up playing less or not at all. And Le'Veon Bell's going to have to hold his weight. You know, last year they had LeSean McCoy after he was cut by the Bills on Labor Day weekend, and he became unfavored by the time the season was winding to a conclusion. He didn't even dress for the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl. So if Le'Veon Bell's playing well, he'll play. He'll get touches. And the question that I have about the Chiefs, will they commit to the run on a regular basis, or was last night just a bad weather, good matchup, Bills can't stop the run, let's go forward with that approach, and will they go back to throwing the ball more when they go to Denver this weekend and in other games beyond? That's the real question. Is it a permanent change, or was it a one-time thing?
I thought it was a cutesy moment on Monday Night Football when they showed the photo of a toddler, Ezekiel Elliott, and he's wearing the T-shirt that says, be nice to me because I might be rich and famous someday. And then, of course, you know, you're thinking, wow, how prescient. And then he's just dropping the ball and spotting an opponent a 14-point lead and benched in game, at least for a little while. That is a lot of fumbles that he's suffering this year. Any idea what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, here's one of the issues. First, the offensive line isn't as good as it used to be. And this is the chicken and the egg question for every team that has a great running back. You need to ask yourself, do I have myself a Barry Sanders that is going to get 1,000 yards no matter who we trot out there to block for him? Or do I have a guy who's only going to have great performances when he gets great blocking? And you never know. You never know until you have to play some games with a patchwork offensive line, and all of a sudden your great running back isn't so great, and it's too late because you've given him a huge contract. The other thing, too, is, and somebody emailed me this point, and I'd like to think I would have thought of it on my own, but it's gotten into his head. And we've heard all the time about athletes seeing sports psychologists. I really do think he needs to talk to someone who can help him get this out of his head, because it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, don't think about elephants. The more you say it, the more you think about elephants. He's thinking about fumbling. And I don't know whether he needs to do the Tiki Barber high and tight. Remember when he started doing that and cured his fumbling issues? I don't know if it's a way you carry the ball problem, but it's definitely in his head. And the other thing, too, is it's in the heads of the opponents. So they have even more reason to try to do the old peanut punch and knock it out, because they know he's got concerns about fumbling, and they know he's susceptible to fumble, and they know that maybe they're going to get lucky if they even try harder to force a fumble. So this could be an avalanche for Ezekiel Elliott, and it's good they got him out of the game to get him back under control yesterday. But they need to, of all the things they need to worry about, and there are plenty, they need to get his head right on this issue of worrying about fumbling, because I think it's going to lead to more fumbles if they don't get it fixed.
Boy, Mike, the New York media is going to miss Adam Gase when he eventually gets fired. The latest drama with him and Greg Williams going at each other, to the point where Adam Gase was complaining about Greg Williams during a production meeting before the game. Where's that headed, and how surprising was that developed the little rift that we see between Williams and Gase?
Well, look, here's the example I shared with someone in the league. When you go to the dog pound and you pick up a dog that has a history of biting, you can't be upset when you bring that dog home and it bites you. And that's Greg Williams. I mean, is anyone surprised that Greg Williams would do something objectionable, that he would do something antisocial, that he would do something contrary to the notion of a functioning football team? I'm surprised the guy's still in the NFL after everything that went down in New Orleans. It's amazing to me. Remember his boasts about having all these job offers that, well, who's ever offered to make him a head coach since the time he last was a head coach in the NFL? And I just think there's a toxic nature to that personality. He can't help himself. He took shots at the offense at a time when the Jets were getting ready to play the game that I think provided their last best chance to win before the bye week, when, unless this really is the most dysfunctional organization in sports history, Gase will be gone and Williams presumably will take over. Although at this point, Williams may have disqualified himself from being the interim head coach. I don't know who gets the whistle if Gase goes at the bye week, but they've got three games left and they're going to have to decide who they turn to. And maybe it won't be Williams based upon him being the guy that he's pretty much always been.
Mike, we had a fun conversation this morning when we talked about this idea, and a lot of people are hoping that Matt Nagy somehow relinquishes play calling duties, which I don't see that ever happening. And we were discussing why, and we got into the draft stuff and the idea of Cliff Kingsbury sitting in Architectural Digest, and then Matt Nagy was sitting in his basement where the wallpaper, it was basically, had taken all of his play sheets and hung him up on the wall all the way around the room. And when you remember that, you remember how much the guy loves calling his plays and how every play is sacred. And just as sure as Bill Belichick's going to be sitting at your grandmother's table for his draft, Matt Nagy is going to be calling plays.
Yeah, and look, the Bears are 5-1. I loved the Nick Foles press conference after Sunday's win. He was so animated. He was so passionate. He reminded me of the guy who orders decaf and accidentally brought him regular. I mean, he was so fired up, and it's just such a great attitude, and it gets back to what we talked about at the beginning. When everyone is like, yeah, 5-1, it's the Bears. They just keep going out and doing whatever they have to do to win football games. And Foles has it nailed, and he's a great presence for that team. And, you know, hey, they're 5-1. Why should they change anything at this point? So Nagy will keep calling plays. Foles will keep getting it done. He'll keep being that guy who's streaky, who, and it's funny, when you see him in a zone, he wants to get as many plays called as possible and get as much of it as he can before it cools off. But I like where the Bears are. And, you know, they're number 8 in the power rankings, guys. It's not like there's a huge gap between them and the Packers. They're just one spot behind. And to be in the top 10 at this point of the season, I would have never dreamed. Of all the teams currently in the top 10, I never would have dreamed the Bears would be there.
Good stuff, Mike.
Mike, thank you.
All right, see you guys.
That is hysterical. Would you have guessed it, David? Top 10?
No, I don't think so. I'm very surprised they're a top 10 team in the NFL. But he's on to something with that Nick Foles thing, and we don't need to overstate it or overrate him. But the word he used was presence. And when you go from a quarterback who used to parrot what the head coach says to a quarterback who now has the head coach parroting what he says, it tells you why the Bears might be where they are.
There's more just Nags and I talking. I mean, I've known Nags for a while.
That's the greatest nickname ever. All right, we're going to bring in Dan Bernstein next. We'll talk to
Speaking
our
of
colleague
Nags.
And friend. He's not a horse. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
This is the Mully and Haw Morning Show, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9. Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
This segment brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max Snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now and win winter with a Toro.
I'm so sick.
Ooh, honey.
Seriously? I'm sick.
Oh, honey, it's time for DayQuil Severe, honey. It's maximum strength cold and flu medicine with soothing, honeylicious taste.
I love you, honey.
And I love you.
I meant the DayQuil.
New DayQuil Severe Honey. The soothing, honeylicious daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, power through your day medicine. Use as directed.
For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Goose Island believes each local pizza place is an important piece of Chicago's rich food future. The city is only complete when they all have a chance to succeed. That's why Goose Island's 312 Urban Wheat Ale is doing its part to support and amplify these key businesses in the month of October. Celebrate National Pizza Month along with Goose Island and your favorite pizza joint. Let's face it, we all deserve some 312 and pizza this year. Visit gooseisland.com/312pizza for more information.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay...